calf was when they wrote him.
So that's why it's pagan, because it's used for hog tying.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. What kind of, if you were to buy seed, I guess, what would that come in? Or if you were to buy grain, it would come in a...
Well, probably in a burlap sack.
Was there another name for that?
Gunny sack.
Is the, okay.
That would be the two, gunny sack or burlap sack.
I guess I'll have to sort of act this out. There's something you can use to carry loads, and it has a handle on each side, and then something in the front that turns.
A wheelbarrow. Okay.
Do you have those around here? Is that what you would call them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bet. Got one out in the garage.
I see. What would you call a boat with oars?
A rowboat?
That's what you call it. And what is this thing called? You either strike an animal with it, either to move it or to persuade it.
Well, it'd probably be a whip.
And were there different types of whips?
You bet. There's bull whips and buggy whips is the two main types.
Now, are you familiar with the term quirt?
You bet. Quirt, yeah.
Okay, and
that was actually...
We're going to have some interruption now. The kids are coming back to school.
Okay.
Quirt actually was a whip, except it was small, short, and usually had a loop on the end that you put over your wrist, you know.
I see.
It might have been in length 2 feet or 3 feet long at the most.
Have you ever heard of a black snake?
You bet. That's the same as a bullwhip.
I see. Okay. And if farm implements got dull, what would you use to sharpen them?
Well, I suspect that we'd use, in the good old days, we'd use a grindstone. We had a treadle grindstone. We had one of those. Or a file. Mm-hmm. Whichever way you was going to do it.
And if you were cutting wood, what would you set the wood up on, if you're cutting logs or...
On a sawhorse.
Were there different types of sawhorses?
Well, yeah, there surely was. There was the type that you set the wood on was altogether different than a carpenter's sawhorse. You know, a carpenter's sawhorse was just flat on top, and they usually used two in conjunction with each other. Where a sawhorse for sawing wood was made out of crossed wood. Your tape recorder can't show that.
Okay, so it's sort of like an X.
Yeah, like an X, and you just lay your logs in there. And so that we call that a sawhorse too. We call them both sawhorses.
Oh, that's interesting. You mentioned a lot of the outbuildings, I guess. Are there any that you may have forgotten? Did you call it an outhouse? Is that what you called it? Or?
Well, I think mostly when I was a kid, we called it the toilet. Biffy is a common term for it that I use.
Uh-huh. I see. That's interesting. Okay, for example, what was the name for the place you would keep pigs? What would that be called?
Well, we just called this the pig pen.
But did they ever use the term sty or that sort?
We didn't. I've sure heard the word, but we just called it the pig pen.
And for cattle, that would be a...
Corral.
And the same for horses?
Yes.
What about for sheep or for goats?
Well, we never had any.
I see. Okay, so I guess it's hard to have a word for something, you know?
Yeah.
You're not familiar. Okay. What about, we've talked about fences. Did you ever have stone walls?
No.
Not at all. So I guess, okay. What about, were there different types? The thing you would use to turn furrows, that would be a...
Be a plow.
Can you think of a few different kinds of those?
Well, the only kind that, I guess we had two kinds, but when I was a kid, we just had an old walking plow that we pulled with a team of horses, one furrow to a time. And later, we had a two-bottom plow that we had on behind the little tractor. That was the only kind we ever had.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
No.
What might you have used after the furrows were made to flatten out the soil?
Well, I suspect it would be a harrow.
Okay.